chapter 31, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 31. I would encourage you to read the whole chapter if you've never read it. I suspect if you've been to a church service on Mother's Day many times, you have probably heard Proverbs 31 often. It's a really good chapter. There's a good reason for that. It really is a good chapter. It's the words of a king by the name of Lemuel, and they're words of Lemuel given to him by his mother. It's good advice. It's good advice for men and looking for a wife. It's good advice in women on how to be a good wife and how to be a good mother. And so it's a good chapter. We're not going to look at all of it today for time's sake, but we will look at the very last verse. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 31. This is speaking of the good wife and the good mother. It says, "Give her the reward of her labor, and let her works be praised. Let her works praise her at the city gates." Let's pray. Father God, we come to you today and we thank you for a good day. I pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit would be among us today. I pray that you would just open our ears and open our hearts today as we come to hear your word, as we come to honor our mothers. I pray, God, that you would hide me behind the cross, that you would help me to preach and teach words and are going to bring glory to you, dear Lord. Words that are going to be good for us today, dear Lord. We need you to speak to us, and I pray that you would, God. I pray that you take away any nerves or pride that I have, dear Lord, that I would be faithful to preach and teach your word. I pray for each of these mothers who are here today and their children and their grandchildren who are with them, that you would just bless their time together. Dear Lord, I pray for the mothers that maybe today is a tough day for them, or the children, maybe today is a tough day for them, that you just bring us comfort, God, even in the midst of our rejoicing today. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Mothers are important. Mothers have, I would venture to say, the most important job in the world. Mothers have to raise children, and that, I would imagine, I can only guess, would be a very difficult thing. But yet, oftentimes when we look around at mothers, we see something special. We see something beautiful. We see sacrifice. We see love that probably is greater than any love we can experience in this world apart from that of God. And the scripture here gives us really a simple instruction. And that is that we honor, that we reward, that we praise the mothers in our life. That us men praise the good wives that we have in our life. Now, we're doing that in a small portion today. Now, we made a little bit of food, and us men are honored to be able to do so to honor you ladies, but we know that's not enough. We know that pales in comparison. You cook for us 365 days a year, and we make one dinner for you. It's not much, but it's the best we can do. Or maybe it ain't the best we can do, but it's the best we can do today. And we're going to do that today, and maybe you husbands and you children, maybe you want to do this a little more often for your mothers. But we come here on today, and we come to honor our mothers. We come to celebrate what motherhood is. Maybe you don't know the history of Mother's Day, and we won't go into all of it, because in some ways it's kind of a sad story. But back in the 1800s, there was a lady by the name of Ann Jarvis, and she really had a heart for mothers, and particularly teaching mothers how to be good mothers and helping mothers that were struggling. There were a lot of disease in that time and a lot of hardship. It was hard times in those days. And so she formed these groups that would be Mother's Day work groups, in which she would, I guess we could say, minister to the ladies in these groups. Now, I don't know if she was a Christian lady or not, but nonetheless, she was offering support to mothers in the area. Well, after some time, Miss Jarvis passed away, and her daughter, Anna Jarvis, wanted to carry on in some way what her mother had started. And so in 1908, it became official, at least to some degree. Anna Jarvis held a ceremony the second Sunday in May in 1908. She had had one the year before, and it didn't catch much traction, but in 1908, she had another ceremony to celebrate her mother and to encourage others to celebrate their mothers. And it wasn't long after that till the state made it a holiday in only a few years after that, in 1914, that the president made it a national holiday, and it has spread through the world since that time. And so we are still carrying on that tradition of honoring our mothers, of honoring our mothers who do so much for us. And so we come here on days like today to do that. Now, I hope that you've given your mom a card, you've told her you've loved her, maybe you took her out to eat, maybe you did something nice for her. I'll tell you this story while we're here. This is not a good story. This is what you don't want to do, by the way, husbands and children. So I decided that I was going to take my mother to dinner Friday night. Nothing fancy. I'd heard a recommendation. Hey, there's a place you need to try out. It's pretty good. You probably enjoy it. I said, all right, I've never been there before. I'll go. And the person who told me couldn't remember the name, but they said, well, it's a real new place in Jackson, Louisiana. Or to be easy to find, if you've ever been to Jackson, Louisiana. Ain't many places to eat there. So I got online, and I found the newest restaurant in Jackson, Louisiana. And the pictures looked pretty good. And I took my mother's there for Mother's Day. And I was sorely disappointed. This was the worst meal that you have ever eaten in your life. I took my mother to the worst place you could possibly take her. It took us an hour to get the food, and I kid you not, we could barely choke it down. It was horrible. And so I said to myself, I have really set the bar for my sister for whatever she takes her. She could have took her to Burger King for Mother's Day, and she would have surpassed me this year. So then we leave that place, and we go to the place we should have been. I went to the wrong place and had dessert. And then after we got through with that, we were swarmed by termites that were thousands of them, like a plague in Jackson, Louisiana. And then on the way back home, we stopped and picked up our dog to take him home, and our dog peed all over. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. But even stories like that, I suppose, are good. Because 20 years from now, we'll look back and say, remember when we went to that place on Mother's Day and it was horrible and we got swarmed by those termites? But we need to do something for our mothers. And we need to try to do the best that we can to honor our mothers. Mother's Day is a beautiful day. Now, I can only imagine the joy that a mother must feel when they find out that they have conceived and will soon give birth to a child. I suspect that that is probably a feeling that is the greatest feeling you could ever possibly get. Maybe the process of pregnancy in and of itself is somewhat of a preview of what is to come. There's great joy and there's great pain and there's great joy. That's kind of probably what it's like to raise a kid. You bring them into the world and it's a joy, and then they begin to grow up, and then they get to be teenagers, and then there's a lot of pain that comes with a child. But nonetheless, in the midst of the joy and of the pain, there's something beautiful about a woman who gives birth to a child. There's something beautiful about a child that comes into our world, and it saddens me, and probably some of you too, that our world doesn't see that beauty today. Our world doesn't appreciate motherhood. Our world doesn't appreciate children. Many times you see that to be the case. And it's sad that something so beautiful that God has given us, the job that He gave His people to be fruitful and multiply, I believe that God still wants us to do that today. There are people still leaving this world, and there need to be children born into this world, and there need to be good mothers who raise those children, and who impart unto those children wisdom and teach them right and wrong, and who love them and who correct them. I'm sure that's probably one of the toughest part of being a mother. It's probably not hard to love your children. Well, maybe sometimes it's hard to love them. But you do anyway. But I bet it's hard to discipline them. But yet these are all parts of being a mother. And I can only imagine the joy of a mother bringing a child into this world and raising that child up and watching it go to kindergarten, shedding a few tears. A few years later, watching it graduate high school. A few years later, it's graduating college. It's making its way into the workforce. It's getting married and moving away. And there's a part of that that's probably really sad for a mother, I can only imagine. But then there's a part of that that probably brings you joy, to know that your child has grown up, that they've become an adult. And then probably the best part of that is when they get married and begin to have children of their own. Then you get grandchildren. Now, I don't have children or grandchildren, but I see a lot of you that's got grandkids. And I see how you treat them. There's probably something special about grandchildren. You don't really have to worry about raising them so much. You just can spoil them. It's the mama's job to raise them. Let mama deal with the raising. She can get on to them. You don't have to get on to them. You can just buy them ice cream. And so there's a certain joy that comes. Childhood, motherhood comes with joys and it comes with difficulties, but I suspect that if I were to poll all the mothers in this church today, that not a single one of you would trade it for the world. There's something special about a mother because there aren't many people in this world that you can call children that would give up everything for you, that would do anything for you, that would be there in a moment's notice. But there's one, and that's your mother. Mothers will give up everything. A mother would give up her own life to save her child. There's no question. Motherhood is a beautiful thing. And so we come today and we celebrate our mothers. But that's really only half of the story. The other half of the story is that Mother's Day is also a difficult day too. About 3 years ago, I remember very well, it was 3 years ago, three Mother's Days ago, I don't even remember what I preached that day, probably Proverbs 31, and I made a brief mention, just real briefly, didn't think much about it at the time, and we need to remember our mothers who may be struggling today. And I didn't think much about that at the time, but after the service, a mother come to me and said, "I thank you for remembering the rest of us today." And it struck me as I began to think about Mother's Day. I began to think about, well, certainly there's a lot to celebrate and there's a lot of joy, praise the Lord, that comes on Mother's Day. But I guess I really kind of failed to realize that Mother's Day is not easy for everybody. For some mothers today, it may be very difficult. Because the fact of the matter is that there are some mothers today who have lost children. Yes. And there's no greater love that a mother has for a child, and I can only imagine that there's no greater loss that a mother can feel than losing their child. It doesn't matter if they are young, it doesn't matter if they are old. I have heard mothers say before, a mother should never have to bury her child. And so for some of you mothers today, it's probably a difficult day. And we want to celebrate our mothers today, but I want to encourage you today that we want to pray for those moms who are having a hard day today. That we want to be there for them, that in the midst of our joy and our celebration and our smiles, as good as it is and as right as that is, we want to remember that there are mothers that are having a hard day today. We want to remember those mothers today. I want you to know that God loves you today, that God will give you strength today. Today may also be a difficult day for children as well. Perhaps there are some in here who have lost their mother. Perhaps in the years that she was alive and the years you had her, Mother's Day was a good day. But I suspect for many of us today, we think back at our mothers, the mothers of our children, our grandmothers who are no longer with us. And there's a certain sadness that comes with that today. And it's okay for us to cry today. It's all right to shed a tear today, mother who's lost a child. It's all right today, child, to shed a tear for the mother or the grandmother that you've lost. And even have a laugh in the midst of that loss. In the midst of our tears, we need to think back at the good days. We need to think back at the stories where your kid take you to the worst restaurant ever, into a plague of termites, and get peed on by your dog. And laugh at those stories. And we all probably have some stories like that. So even in the midst of our tears today, we need to laugh a little bit. We need to remember that God is good, that God comforts us on a day like today. We need to remember for perhaps some children who maybe didn't have so good a mother. Now, I know this is hard and this is heavy, but this is also reality for us. Perhaps today, in our day of rejoicing, it may need to be a day of healing. I know that there are some whose mothers probably weren't very good to them and probably didn't do them right. But perhaps today is the day for forgiveness. Perhaps today is the day that you need to say, you know what, Mom, I forgive you. Mom, I don't know why you did what you did. It wasn't right. And I've struggled with that. But Mom, I forgive you today. Perhaps there are some today who are hurting. And you say, man, this is heavy. This is a heavy passage for Mother's Day. I know it is, but this is reality. This is reality. There are some today who are hurting. And we don't want to laugh and smile today and pretend like all is well when there's two sides to Mother's Day. And the mothers who were never able to have a child. There are certainly some of those in this room today, I suspect. There are some in this room today, and there's pain that comes with that. And sometimes we try to do things. We see women who aren't able to have children, and we say things to them like, but you're a mother to everybody else. And we have good intentions when we say those things, but sometimes those things hurt. Because I suspect that it's a painful thing for a woman who's not able to have a child when they desperately want to have a child. And so we want to remember those women today. We want to remember those mothers today. We want to remember those children today. And we want to know that God is good today. God's word even describes God as a mother. In Isaiah 66, the first part of verse 13. As a mother comforts her son, so I will comfort you. What a beautiful passage for us to think about this morning. That God is our comfort. Even if our mothers fail, that God does not. Even if we as children fail our mothers, that God is good. And so we want to celebrate our mothers today. We want to rejoice in our mothers today. Psalm chapter 27, verse 10 says, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord cares for me. We come today to praise the Lord. We come today to rejoice in our mothers. Perhaps we come today to honor our mothers, and we come to smile and we come to laugh, but perhaps there are some of you today and you come and you need to grieve. Perhaps there are some today that you come and you shed a tear and you mourn your mother, the loss of your mother. Perhaps there are some today you come and maybe your relationship with your mom's not very good. Maybe today's the day you need to fix it. Maybe it's your fault, maybe it's her fault, but regardless of whose fault it is, perhaps today is the day that you need to give your mom a call. Perhaps today is the day that you need to say, Mom, I forgive you, and I still love you. So let us rejoice as we get ready to go back here and eat this feast and eat this good meal. Let us laugh and let us smile and let us rejoice that God has given us the gift of mothers today. And let us remember those mothers who may have lost a child today, or those mothers who never were, or those children who may struggle on days like today. Let us remember those. Let us give them strength. Let us give them comfort. And let us lift them up. Let us pray. God, we come to you today and we thank you for our mothers. Dear Lord, I pray, God, that you be with those that may be having a bad day today. Maybe there are some, God, who have lost children today and this day is tough for them. I pray that you'd strengthen them. I pray that you would encourage them, dear Lord. I pray that they'd feel your love today and the love of these brothers and sisters in Christ around them. God, I pray that you would be with maybe those in this room that were never able to have children, dear Lord. I'm sure that there's got to be some pain and sadness that comes with that. God, I pray that you would encourage them. I pray that you would strengthen them today. God, I pray that you'd let them know that they're not forgotten, dear Lord, even on Mother's Day. God, I pray for any children today that maybe just their relationship with their mother has been tough for whatever reason. I pray, God, that today would be a day of restoration. God, if there are things that need to be dealt with, I pray, God, that you just would help them to be dealt with. But God, maybe there needs to be forgiveness today. Maybe there are some mothers that need to forgive their children, or some children who need to forgive their mothers. Maybe there are some broken relationships, dear Lord. And I pray today that those relationships are broken, that you'd put them back together, dear Lord, that you'd mend them. I pray that you would help whatever barriers that are there be shattered. God, if there are some that need to reach out to their mother today, I pray that they would, or maybe even a mother to reach out to their child. God, I thank you for the mothers that we have. I thank you for the good grandmothers and the mothers that have been good to us, that have provided for us. Dear Lord, what a beautiful gift you give us in motherhood, dear Lord. I pray that you would help our world to appreciate women and mothers and children and the beauty of what you've given us, dear Lord. God, we thank you for our fathers, but there's something different about our mothers. They love us in a way that we cannot even imagine, dear Lord. So I pray that as children, we would not take our mothers for granted. And God, I pray that you just bless our mothers, that you keep the mothers here today safe and healthy. I pray that as we get ready to go back here and eat, that you bless this food. I thank you for the workers that have worked on it. And I pray that these women will be blessed and getting to eat it today. God, maybe there are some today that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. God, I pray that if they've never put faith in Jesus Christ, that they would today. And I pray that as we get ready to dismiss, dear Lord, that if there's anything on anybody's heart, that they just give it to you this morning. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.